thank you for the opportunity allowing me to be able to share actually words from the heart, but also I know the spirit world's very present. I wrote an article a few days ago with regards to the truth and how the truth changes. And it changes as we grow, but it changes so much so on a daily basis too. We forget quite often that actually the truth is acquired through circumstance and through challenging situations sometimes. We forget that truth is revealed through the soul. We don't necessarily call it truth. We probably call it wisdom or understanding or compassion or love. We tend to have this aspect within us that is all has always been there, but actually what we're doing is just unveiling, just revealing more of that truth. It's interesting because we have conversations with people on an everyday basis where we exchange emotions, whether they be negative or positive, and actually those emotions touch each and every one of us. When you look at the actual physical body, it is so much more than just a physical body, although we're probably, I think it's 73%, maybe more, water. We are millions and trillions of atoms that move and vibrate, and we've been blessed with the fact that we actually walk and talk, so we're vibrational. So our conversations that we have with people in the street, over the phone, in the supermarket, there's an exchange that takes place. And actually through that exchange, it shifts cells. It moves every single atom within our body. Yet we actually don't realize we're doing that. It's just a common thing, a normal thing that we do every day. Interestingly, what happens, and that many of us don't realize, that actually those two individuals or whoever, how many, are having a conversation are never the same again, because the energetic words, the words energetically shift and change the cell structure within a human being. And it makes me realize and understand how powerful we are as human beings. We actually have that power to make or break. And I am so passionate about seeing within the individuals that making as opposed to breaking. But quite often, you know, within this work of spirituality, within just human existence, we are able to support and share and nurture people every day. Yet we do it probably automatically. Interestingly, though, I feel so, it is such an intrinsic part of our life that it's important for us to take note of it, and I believe, because actually throughout those conversations and those exchanges, whether it be emotional, you leave an imprint, a footprint within that person, even if it's just a hello or you look nice today, or it's just an exchange of, yeah, I'm okay. It's just having that moment to be able to take that time out. But what happens just in that exchange is that there is truth. There's truth exchange with that's being expressed and said, not necessarily through words, but actually it's an energetic shift. And who knows, that maybe subliminally we're exchanging ideas and feelings and at an energetic level, actually, which we're not even aware of. How often do we come across an individual that is really struggling? And they tell us something about themselves, about their life, that they are finding challenging. And we take that opportunity and that time just to listen. And during that time of listening, we understand. And actually, quite often, there can be learning taking place within that listening and that understanding that brings our perspective to their table. And quite often that perspective that we share with them, they can take on board. And as they take on board that, that understanding for them becomes a truth, because it might help, it might support. They're then able to take that away with them and sort of just listen and just consider it and take it on board. And when they take that on board, then actually they are actually harnessing part of our truth. And remember, that truth is only actually our perspective and perception of maybe our circumstance and understanding of that situation. And it's interesting because our perspective and perception changes daily from time to time. It changes daily and monthly and yearly and quarterly. And quite often we don't realize how much we've moved on or come to that understanding of a new truth until we become much more reflective within our life. And when we look back amongst that maybe challenging situation and actually think, how did I actually become where I am today? How did that take effect? How am I here? What's happened? And it's through the challenge that we have that learning and that understanding. And actually comes from that process is an acceptance, and from that acceptance becomes knowledge. And that knowledge then becomes wisdom, and that then equals our truth. And we can only ever mirror that truth when we're given a situation where we can actually present it to another person. We do it automatically so often, every day. We don't understand that we're actually doing it. For instance, what I once understood as a three-year-old and my perception of the spirit world is not what the same value today. I've had growth. I've had 48 years of growth in between that time, where I've come to understand, you know, that's probably not the best scenario, because at 3 years old, the brain is unfolding and developing in such a way that it becomes so absorbent and a sponge. But it's interesting that spirit world decided to stay with me for 5 years. And I quite often think about that. Why for that length of time? For those 5 or 6 years that actually I was nurtured and supported and actually held in that time of nurturing with the spirit world, it actually overcome so much loneliness within me that it counteracted that sadness that I felt even as a young soul, as a young child. But I truly believe that actually their presence in showing themselves to me for so long was so that I would never forget. And as a three-year-old, I might have been mindful of that and I might have forgotten. But as a nine-year-old, it is imprinted and is instilled within me. And I know instinctively that actually that energetic exchange between me and Matey, there was information exchange that I wasn't even aware of through energetic fields, through emotional intelligence, through mental and physical sort of like being present around the spirit world. And from that, I was able to nurture and understand, come the age of 15, where the spirit world was no longer present around me, I realized that actually I had this solar plexus, this energetic field within me and outside of me, where I knew so much, and yet I knew nothing. And yet I struggled at school to understand the basics. And yet here I was as a 15-year-old, knowing so much more about the world, but nothing that was written down. So I know that actually that truth was polished and I became textured so much in those early formative years in preparation to where I am today. But I truly believe that even as we're growing up, that the influences we have in a human existence has a positive and sometimes a detrimental impact on our energy, on our well-being and our understanding, and actually sometimes in some cases can prevent development. So it initially, that guise of that initial truth for being so young, we don't recognize it as a truth. What we recognize it as is an experience. But you know, I still had perception and perspective of that experience from such a young age, but it was the normal for me. And it can be the normal, you know, everyday routine for a lot of people. And we can be forgiven for misunderstanding that, because I know that even skipping forward to my life in a, you know, working in a school, that actually for those children that were walking through that door, I had no idea or understanding what they had left behind them that morning. And just actually the act of knowing that, that could be something more. There was something that could actually be impacting a child's behaviour from maybe that hour of being up in the morning. And actually nobody can really know or understand that apart from the child itself. However, energetically, they would hold that vibration. And I know that I would be able to pick amongst the heads within the school, I'd be able to say, I could see that child actually will struggle today. Intuitively, what I'd find that common ground to make a conversation with a child, to have that understanding, to know that there was something bigger at play there. And it could be, hi, how are you? You know, how's it going? You know where my office is if you need a chat? Yeah, miss, I'm okay, would often be the answer. But in real terms, I guarantee you the best part of that day would pass and they'd present themselves at the door. And so therefore, that maybe sharing of that child's experience would come to the fore. And it's really important in our everyday life. We're not all aware of people's energy or energetically how, but we understand the vibe. You know, we know when somebody's given us a good vibe or we have a feeling of a good vibration, but we also understand that actually we can feel that negative vibe. You understand this, yeah? Because that negative vibration can impact us, but the greater experience always comes from the positive. And I just really encourage you to be mindful, and I'm sure you all are, that actually to be consciously aware that when you're having a conversation with individuals, that as you're experiencing just a hello and goodbye gesture, that actually there's energetic energy at play there. There's shifting, there's an exchange, and you're giving off a vibration that actually can help uplift, or it can help subdue, or it can actually subdue, not to help subdue. Importantly, more importantly, and just as importantly, is us. You know, we don't take into consideration how we are perhaps feeling that day, or we don't understand how or who we are from a moment to moment experience. We don't understand the emotion we're feeling, but we can understand the thought. We recognize the thought. And actually, again, there is that within that thought, there's a feeling and sensation that is triggered emotionally from the thought. And I always say to people, when you're actually having an experience where you're actually feeling not so great, what you're actually thinking about, because what you're actually thinking about is triggering and generating your feeling. And your process, you're creating your own energetic field for the day and for that process of understanding and feeling who you are. How many times do we see somebody else and we say to them, do you know what, you look really great today. You know, there's something about you that's changed or shifted. What you're actually doing is actually delivering your own truth, because you are mirroring exactly who you are, what you are in that moment in time where you're actually saying to an individual, you know, you look great. Well, actually, you're giving yourself a self-compliment. You know, we're a reflection of one another. You know, what you seek outside of you is already inside of you. And, you know, you are the seeker and the searcher of your own life. And within that vibration of who you are, as you put out that thought and that feeling and that even manifestation within your energetic field, it will find its way to you. It will coerce and drive and find its way to you come heck or high water. It will find its way to you in some way, shape or form. And sometimes it will even happen without you even knowing it or recognizing it. So if we are going to do anything within ourselves to find and look at our own truth, the first thing that we must do is look in the mirror. I must look in the mirror to look at that reflection, not necessarily to see the physical reality, but look beyond that. Look beyond that and actually look and search for your own truth. Your truth will change on a daily basis. You know, when we experience something, it will shift, because your self structure will shift, because you will have come to a new understanding. And the best way to gauge it, you know, when we often have those recurring patterns that happen in our life where the same thing happens over and over again, and you think to yourself, why is this happening again? What's this all about? The reason it's happening again, because you need to look at it from a different perspective. And when you handle it again from a different perspective, in a different way to what you used to handle it, I guarantee you, you will shift that pattern so removed, it will be so far removed from you, you'll think, ah, okay, well, that hasn't happened for a long time, and it will be because you've actually acknowledged it. You've dealt with it in a different way. You've changed the pattern. So therefore, when you change the pattern, you will change your own self-vibration. I really do hope I've made sense in what I've said, because, you know, energetically, we have such a huge responsibility, not only to ourselves, but actually to other people. So when I talk about the truth mirrored, it is literally through communication and conversations and that exchange. We are the reflection of that truth. And through perspective and shifts within perception, we come to new truth. But that truth is so much more than just knowledge. It's so much more than wisdom. It is the greatest truth of all, and that is love. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to listen. God bless you. Thank you.